Good morning, my name is Nian and I am a 17 years old student at Thomas Kahn College and St. Mary's School for the Deaf. I am here with my teacher of the Deaf, Ms. Matthews, who helps support me while I'm at school.
Hi, Liana. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. I'm here to talk about something that I really care about. Why deaf and hard of hearing students need more support in school to become happier and more successful.
Yeah, that sounds really important issue for you, especially because you are a young deaf person yourself.
Yes, this is important to me because I have been deaf for most of my life. I was born hearing, but now I am about 17% deaf in my ears. I have a hearing aid in my right ear and a cochlear implant in my left ear. Even though I have them help me hear, it's still very difficult for me to learn and do things the hearing people might find easy.
Absolutely. What sort of things can deaf people struggle with, in your opinion?
I think deaf people have a hard time communicating with people. That makes finding jobs that are supportive after we finish school very hard for us. We don't have many options for jobs or schools in Australia. When schools have special education, it helps a lot.
What do you mean by special education? Are you talking like supportive programs to help you learn?
Like having sign language interpreters, videos with captions, in-class support with teachers of the deaf like yourself and other IT that is very helpful. All of these things help deaf students finish school and get good jobs. For example, schools with this support have 17% more deaf students finish E12.
That's a good point. One of the main reasons I became a teacher of the deaf was to make sure education is inclusive. Although it's my job, I think it's everyone's responsibility to make sure we all have equal opportunities to learn and grow, regardless of our differences.
Not everyone thinks like that. Sometimes when we are not enclosed in, it can lead to mental health issues. To deaf people are twice as likely to have mental health problems compared to hearing people. A way to help is making sure the deaf and hard of hearing students have a chance to speak to people they can to talk who know sign language and special therapy programs for them.
Like counselors or therapists?
Yes, deaf people face more mental health problems because they have trouble communicating and can feel very alone. Having counselors who understand sign language and can apply special care can really help them feel better.
Yeah, I understand. What do you wish teachers knew about your experience as a deaf person at school?
Well, I grew up in Darwin and went to a primary school where I could not communicate with the teachers and had trouble learning to get better help. I moved to Melbourne and went to a deaf school. I learned sign language in year 5. But it was hard because everyone signs differently and I could not find friends with the same interest. So I went back to a mainstream school. I'm still trying to improve but life as a deaf person is a hard. I am always trying my best, but sometimes it feels not left out in everyday life.
We definitely need to place an emphasis on creating an inclusive school environment where everyone feels comfortable and included. I think one of the main things I learnt as being a teacher of the deaf is to listen to my deaf students. I think listening to and understanding the lived experiences of deaf students and staff members that I work with is the surest way to improve inclusion in schools. Also, by incorporating student feedback, you'll be able to create a more inclusive space for all of your students, regardless of their differences. I know there's also a course that teachers and other workplaces can call called Deaf Awareness Training as well. And that can help support them through understanding more about the deaf community, the challenges they face, and also the best way to communicate with them. This training can be provided in person as well as online, and it can help education workers feel a bit more confident when they're interacting with their deaf students. I know that sometimes it can be a little bit intimidating because we don't want to do the wrong thing or unintentionally offend someone, but it just shouldn't be like that.
Exactly. It helps everyone if we are open to learning about others. Everyone should have the chance to be happy and feel like they fit in.
I absolutely could not agree more. Thank you, Liana. It's been great hearing about what we can do as schools to help improve the lives of students who are deaf and hard of hearing.
Thank you, Ms. Matthews. I hope we can make this change together.